What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I literally just made a fucking video about this, or actually on this topic.
Shocking moment. Tennessee high school student pepper sprays teacher twice after he confiscated her phone in class. And there's a lot here. Some
Hold on, let me see if I can rewind a
people
little bit.
associate.
I skipped it, whatever.
Someone was justified in pepper spraying this soy boy teacher who claps and falls to his knees after getting pepper spray for taking her phone. And I just find
Yeah, that's the teachers you want to arm, right? Tennessee high school t school teacher pepper sprayed twice by student. Assaults took place at Anchorage Way, whatever, outside the Nashville. Reporters indicate that the teacher had taken the student's phone. Do you know the student? Contacts? Yeah, okay.
just find the whole thing
I don't
interesting.
know.
The first point is just, yo, our schools are messed up. Yeah. Don't have your kids in these schools. And the second thing is, to what degree should we entertain the authority of these teachers? But let's just start with this. A Tennessee high school teacher pepper sprayed twice by a student. Assault took place at Antioch High School outside of Nashville. Reports indicate the teacher had taken the student's phone. And I'm pretty sure she says in the video, "Give me back my phone." So what do you guys think?
Yeah.
And what did you think happened? Do you think that the teacher would have had, if he had the firearm on him, do you think that he would have behaved the way that he did? How about what I mentioned before? Just literally 30 minutes ago. The student has the drop on the fucking teacher. They will always have the fucking drop and the surprise. Why? Because they have the time to sit there and think about it. They're sitting there stewing in their own fucking pain and their own misery while they're not listening to the teacher. And the teacher's up there hyper-focused on trying to teach his fucking students, how to wipe their ass, according to whatever the fucking textbook says. He's more focused on trying to not lose his job by the end of the fucking year. Do you understand that? Does that make sense now? The guy was pepper sprayed by a fucking student twice, apparently, and he dropped down to his fucking knees. Imagine if she had access to that gun after she pepper sprayed him. How would he handle that situation? Well, if he had training and blah 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 blah, do you really think that he's gonna give up his fucking summer to go train? For what? 2 weeks? Same shit that they do to the fucking police academy. They give them that one fucking training that one time, right? And they don't train anymore. I don't train anymore after that. Let me tell you this. When I wake up, I'm fucking terrified of planet Earth, dude. I'm scared as shit. The moment I start hitting the weights, my fucking confidence goes up. My mind is set straight. I feel like I put on a layer of protection whenever I work out. I feel like I could take on the fucking world. Do you think that any of those cocksuckers are doing that? Everybody can live in their head, that they're John fucking Wick. It takes a real fucking person to admit, you know what, dude? If it was a fight between two big ass motherfuckers, I'd probably lose. Hell, two security guards snuck up on me and fucking dragged me out of there, and I was like, yo, what the fuck's going on? And I tried to break free, but they had both my fucking arms. How many of you people are gonna sit there and think, like, oh yeah, dude, well, I would have done a fucking leg sweep and a takedown and a fucking this, and I would have elbowed him, and I would have fucking. Dude, get the fuck out of your head. If you assault a peace officer like that, you're done. You're fucked. You just fucked yourself. That's assault. And all they're doing is their job. I mean, them trying to throw me out afterward, that to me was like, all right, that was a little overboard. Luckily, I fucking held on to one of them enough to like break the fucking push. But any case, that's my point. When they've got the drop on you, you're fucked. And imagine if that girl fucking pepper sprayed him. She wouldn't have stopped there. If she has the balls to pepper spray him, she had the balls to fucking do something more. She wanted her phone back. I'm assuming she did get her phone back, because if she pepper sprayed him, she probably had access to it after that. But that's my point, guys. If you arm these teachers, it's a fucking stupid idea.
Well, I think, it's a microcosm for all the things that are wrong, right? So we have one, we have an absence of masculinity, because I had teachers that if he took something from you, that was going to be your problem.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's right. I had a teacher who was a World War II vet, former Marine. I remember one time he said that when he got out, him and his wife got married, blah, 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 and then he went to Vietnam. Shortly after. And he was like, he spoke German, Vietnamese, or German, Latin, and something else. That was just his education. His name was fucking Mr. Myers. God damn, I miss him. God bless his soul. Rest him. Yeah, he was antiquated by the time he got to us. But he taught me, Ich ein Berliner. I am a jelly donut. Sorry, I don't know why you guys get it. You know what he used to do? He used to steal the fucking janitor's golf cart to go out of campus, go smoke a pack, and then come back at lunchtime, dude. He was so fucking funny. He would stink to high heaven of cigarettes and would be like, Mr. Miner, do you smoke? Shut up. Mind your own business. Just worry about your tests. He had this fucking wonderful Maine accent, dude. I loved him. You know who he looked like? The fucking guy from Up. You know, the old motherfucker? He looked just like the guy from Up. Dude, he was such a lovable guy. I loved him to death, man. He fucking meant the world to me. And then one day he told me this story. We asked him to tell us a war story. And dude, I swear to fucking God, we looked at him differently after that. That motherfucker had some swagger. But we took him as just this old guy who just like, you know, company command, you know, just kind of like bullshitted and didn't really do much, dude. He said one day he was at a fucking, some outpost out there in Vietnam. And he was looking for the Viet Cong, and they were coming through his outpost, and he tells him to stop, and the fucking guy wouldn't stop because he didn't understand fucking English. So somebody tries to yell stop again, and the guy's not listening. Oh, by the way, the Vietnamese guy was a priest, and he was on a bike with two nuns. And they were coming towards him, and he pulls out his fucking M14, and he points the fucker, and then they stop, dead in their tracks. And he walks over to him with two other dudes. He takes out his fucking, he takes out his 1911 and presses that fucker straight to that guy's cheek. And he recites the Lord's Prayer in fucking, Latin. And he tells him to repeat, and he tells him to fucking say it. And the guy immediately starts firing off like every fucking prayer in Latin that the guy knew. And Miners holsters his fucking weapon. He tells the guys to lower his arms, and he goes, "All right, scram." He fucking just tells him like with his thumb. He just like, "All right, scram, beat it." And then one of the ladies offers him a piece of bread, and he takes it. And he goes, "You know, God bless or whatever, you know, in Latin." Hard motherfucker, dude. And nobody got it. I was the only one who sat there and was like, because I was Catholic, of course. I was like, "How did you know?" And he goes, "My parents taught me how to say the Lord's Prayer in fucking Latin." Or you say fucking, but he used to call me Trenchmouth because I would cuss so much. "Hey, Trenchmouth, shut up."
Oh
Miners. Oh, fuck, man. I miss him so much. He just had a fucking aura about him after that. And he would constantly think about his wife. And I remember we would ask him, like, how's your wife doing, Miners? And he's like, ah, she ain't doing too good. And that was all he would say. You would ask him and he would press him. And he's like, ah, I don't want to talk about it. Just focus on your studies. And so we did. It wasn't until after we graduated we realized his wife had been dead for years. And the guy was fucking hanging on out of spite. We kept him alive, according to him. And when he passed away, oh my fucking god, dude. Oh, fuck, every class from like every year just showed up at his funeral. It was fucking gut-wrenching. The Marine Corps, you know, put him to rest. It was like the most beautiful fucking ceremony we'd ever seen, but he was such a fucking hard ass. Like, he was so fucking badass. I remember his grandkids were telling stories about him, right? And then it was our turn as students, and, you know, we picked the best ones out of all of us, you know, from each class and from each year. And of course, you know, our presidents had to go first from each year. And honorary students and bullshit. And then me and my buddy, we stood up and we told him that story about the priest. And his family lit up and they're like, he told you that story? He never tells anybody that story. And we're like, dude, we thought he was such a badass after that. Yeah, he had a mountain of respect from his students. We wouldn't have dared to fuck with him. He was older than dirt, let's just put it that way. But he was a sweet, kind and patient man. Oh man. He was the kind of man that I had aspired to be.
Right? It didn't matter if you had pepper spray. I had a guy that was in my high school who was our disciplinarian. He literally had like held a guy up by his throat against the wall. Should you do that? No, it was a private school, so we could get away with certain things. And people wanted that of their kids because he stepped out of line. So he had the physical ability to dominate. And this guy gets dominated by a chick with a pepper spray. That's not a good...
What did I say? You have to hire that out. You have to hire that help. People aren't going to respect a fucking teacher. They're not. The teachers act like their buddy. Their friend. Nowadays, anyway. But when you have that outside authority to come in and assert themselves, it's a different fucking story.
Not a good look. But you made an interesting point, and I agree with it. People have a lot of personal information on their phones.
So wait,
and that guy he's an agent of the government. That's the thing that I hadn't thought of. So is he representing an unlawful search and seizure there under the Fourth Amendment even? Because there's some interesting – he's representing certain authorities and power as a member of a local government. He is the government.
Before the show when we were pulling up these stories, I said this would be really interesting to talk about.
First off, that was a fucking huge stretch about the search and seizure. He wasn't searching shit. He was just seizing.
Because I got to tell you, if I was in a school and someone, I don't care who, teacher or otherwise, tried taking my phone, be prepared for me to physically defend myself. There was no circumstance for me in you know, after a certain age, I suppose, where a teacher would ever get away with anything like that. I mean, I'm 13 years old. If they tried taking my Pokemon from me, I'd be like, I'll leave the building before you touch my property. So we're talking about a cell phone. This teacher, this is a common trope, like the teacher takes the phone away. You're not touching my phone. I got private messages in there. Mm-hmm. You got messages with your parents in there. And the teacher's like, I'm going to take that from you. You ain't touching it. I will.
No, dude. Come on. These guys are thinking too fucking, too juvenile, too childish. It's not about the messages. It's not about the phone. It's that it's theirs and that's their fucking world. Come on, dude. When my dad would take away my fucking guitar, dude, I'd cripple. When he threw away my CDs and my art, I fucking, dude, there was no will to live after that. What the fuck purpose is there if everything that I love and cherish is going to be taken away and thrown away? If it means nothing.
I will leave before I let you do that. When he grabbed her phone from her, that's theft. That's seizure by the... You point out a government...
I hadn't thought about it until we were literally in the moment here. Yeah. But there is some interesting implications about that. And I do think that the correct answer is send her out of the room. Look, you're being a distraction. You've been removed from the classroom. I'm done with you. Go deal with the administration. That's their job. And you go back to teaching. That's probably the right move. So we've got a couple of mistakes. Like, right, we're like five stops down from where things shouldn't have happened.
But has this always been the case that teachers would take something from the students?
I think it depends on – so there are certain places, especially private schools, where you sign away, you know, your parents, your minders, your the people that have the authority, your power of attorney, are going to say that they have certain authorities to do certain things like that. And, you know, when I was a kid, like, we didn't have that. Like, there was no – my cell phone that I had, which I think I got when I was 17, was attached to a car. And the only way you were bringing it in is if you were bringing the whole thing in. It came out of the console. So that wasn't a real possibility. And that was – I was an outlier. Most people didn't have that capability. That being said, I don't think you should get pepper sprayed and hit your knees with your back to your enemy and cover yourself and cry like a woman. That is very offensive to me as a dude. It's troubling to watch someone go do that kind of action. It's like, hey man, you lost your man card too. Not only did you lose to a chick, but you lost your man card, and now no one's going to look at you again.
Yeah, a cop should just. Or I mean, teacher should have just kicked her out. Let her keep her phone.
Send her
get
out
of here.
Yep.
Leave. I mean, it's probably going to be kicking her out every day, and you're going to end up kicking her out of school because she's probably not going to listen tomorrow. She'll be back.
By the way, if you don't know who that is, that's Phil from All That Remains. He's one of my, growing up, he was one of my favorite singers.
She didn't look like she could take direction.
No,
based on her interactions.
No.
But also, as you mentioned, I don't know what's, you mentioned the possibility that we're talking about someone probably 16 to 18 based on the high school, right? And she was an older high school student.
She got private photos.
She may have private photos, which we could, we don't have to discuss the nature of, but probably would be actually a crime to possess if you're a dude. So that's not something you want to get involved in.
It's just like the funny.
It's just bad actions all around.
But it's also funny when like she pepper sprays him and he just falls to his knees.
It hurts me. It hurts my masculinity.
God damn. Okay, so they're focused on something completely stupid. But like, you know what? Fuck it. Why don't we entertain that idea? If he got pepper sprayed, and he had a firearm on him, what would his reaction have been? Something to think about.
Like, I want him to go chop wood. Like, he needs to grow a beard. He has a beard too, doesn't he?
He still tries
to maintain the control of the phone.
That's the only upside to this guy is that he held onto the property, so he won that. He has a beard too, doesn't he?
Has a beard. Is that the video?
Yeah. Yeah, he should.
Here we go, watch.
He's like running from her.
Yes, he needs to shave his face immediately. And
she's like Pepe Le Pew, just like walking casually. Oh, did they skip the part where he falls to his knees?
No, it's coming at the end. She sprays.
What is he doing? This is look at this.
There she gets him. Oh, down, surrender, fail. Turns his back.
What is?
Hey, still trying to maintain.
So that's the guy you want to fucking arm to defend your kids. That's the guy.
And control of the phone.
That's the only upside to this guy is that he held onto the property, so he won that. Minor victory while losing his man card.
That's wild.
Yeah, and people around him are like, I just got pepper sprayed too. You know, the thing about pepper spray, it's a very imprecise defensive weapon.
It sprays all over.
It is the worst. In fact, I remember going through the academy and everybody has to get sprayed with it, but the one thing they said is like, here's your pepper spray, now put it somewhere where you'll never use it, because it's awful. If you ever use it, like when you see a guy like on a search warrant, if you're trying to subdue a subject and they're like, I got this, I'm going to, nobody wants that happening. Like,
it's everybody.
Everybody's going to be pepper sprayed.
It burns everything.
It sucks.
People think it's like, it gets in your mucous membranes, it burns, but on your skin, you're irritated. You're like,
I remember taking a shower afterwards and my neck was burning.
Yep.
Like, this is terrible. But
yeah, when we were in at the J-17 riots, was it J-20th riots.
Alright, well, in any case, stupid idea. I think you get the point. Guard your heart.